enough. Let me hear you. Father, we bind all principalities, powers of the air, wickedness in high places. God, we bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Any strong man exerting influence, God, over your word, God, over our jobs and our homes and our family, God, we bind and we break it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we take control of our atmosphere right now. We bind all negativity in our atmosphere, Lord God. Father, we just give you praise right now, God. And anything coming against your word right now, God, we bind it because we will hear from you. And your word will grow through us today, God, and in us today, O Lord, as the Holy Spirit begins to enlighten us on everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you right now, O God, and we give you praise and glory because we know that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper, God. Nothing, O God, but we ask, and God, and we release right now and call upon the Holy Spirit, God, to give us wisdom today, to counsel us concerning our weight, God, to give us knowledge and understanding of who you are, O God, that, God, as we wait, we will get to know you and be in peace, Lord, until that day, in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Waiting upon the Lord, waiting upon the Lord and his timing of when he wants and has promised that he will bless us. Waiting upon the Lord, we're waiting to hear what God has to say concerning our issues of life. As we begin to pray and we say, Lord, why am I waiting? Why, God, I see all of these job opportunities, God. Why am I waiting? I have the experience. I have the knowledge and the understanding and the capabilities, oh God, to work. Why am I waiting? And then God says, in time. And then the Spirit of God parts and says, now. So now you have to go and find out, what does he mean by time? What does he mean by in time? Because he's given you in part. So we are to wait on God's time, because he spoke to you and said, wait, on time. Time to us means tomorrow. Time to us means before the deadline. Time to us means right now. But time to God is without beginning or end. Time with God is just no beginning to it. There's no ending to it. He's not under pressure because of a date. He's not under pressure because we're anxious. There's just nothing of time. He's timeless because God looks at our situation and he applies it according to each one of us as to how long we wait. And sometimes our maturity level is not there yet, so we may have to wait a little longer. Sometimes our emotions get in the way of what God is trying to do, so we have to wait a little longer. And sometimes the door has to be a little bit delayed, because if you go the day before, the door is not open. But God creates a miracle in his time that when it is time for us to go, it will coincide with his time, and the door is opened. So when we don't understand why we're waiting, we have to understand what God is creating for that time. We want to be in the perfect timing of God. It's very, very important in our lives to be in the perfect timing of God. Now, how do we get to that perfect timing when God is in the timeless zone and we are in a time-patterned zone? That takes us understanding, having a knowledge of God, which means we have to wait on the Lord through reading, praying, fasting, meditating, and listening to the Word of God. So in everything, we are not to be anxious for anything. Even though it looks like there's a rush on it, we must wait as God has instructed, because one step too soon can just mess up the whole creation of what God is doing in your life, the whole path of what God is doing. We have to understand that he's not bringing us this far to drop us. He didn't bring you this far in life and say, now I'm done. Figure the rest out for yourself. But he's saying to us, he brought us this far in life, and he's going to continue to take us along the rest of the way. But it's through our prayers that we begin to question if he's there, if he's answering us. In Psalms 130, it says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. So you're anxious, and you're putting a time on God because you're not waiting in his word. He says, I wait on the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. So as you read the word of God in your waiting, you build up a knowledge and an understanding and a trust while you're waiting. If your job tells you you're getting paid on Friday and it's Monday, you're anxious, but you patiently wait with anticipation and expectation for Friday to come. And when Friday comes, you're looking for your direct deposit. But you waited. God wants us to wait with that expectation and that anticipation because we have a knowledge of who he is. But if we do not have that understanding and that relationship, then we feel like God has left us. We feel like God has not answered our prayers because we can't trust in someone we don't know. Because that's why we'll tell people, I don't know you like that, so I can't trust you. But what are you really saying to God when you don't trust him or wait for him? Are you saying to God, I don't know you like that, so I need my answer right now, regardless of the consequences of the answer? But it's when you put your hope and your faith and your trust in God and in his word that you always come out an overcomer. You will never be defeated waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon God means we're tarrying, meaning we're hoping, meaning we have an expectation of this wait, meaning that when I patiently wait upon the Lord, he's going to not only renew my strength, but he's going to reward me in the end. In Isaiah 40 and 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And this is the New International Version of it. But those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They will run and not faint. And they will walk. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. God is letting us know that when we wait upon him with hope, with expectations, with his word, with trust, that he will renew us when we grow weary. He will strengthen us when we are faint. So whatever it is we're waiting upon the Lord to do for us, and we may have been waiting a long time, but we need God to renew us. We need a fresh breath of him to come into us, that fresh wind of anointing to come and renew our strength. So we go before the Lord and we say, God, I need a fresh wind tonight because I'm feeling a little bit discouraged. I'm feeling a little bit faint right now, oh God. But I know, God, that you are able. I know, oh God, who you are in me. And we have to believe in that, knowing that when we wait upon the Lord, he will be there for us. When we're waiting upon the Lord, it's not going to be in vain. And I think that's what we are thinking when we're waiting, that I have to do something. I have to be busy. I can't just sit here. Faith without works is dead. So I have to be working towards a goal, a plan. You can still work towards a goal and plan, but whatever you ask the Lord, and he said to wait, or he said time, That's where there is no action. That's where there is no work. That means God wants you to wait on him. You work in that situation by praying, by fasting, by meditating. That is your spiritual work, that you are connecting with God as you're working. But we feel like there has to be a physical work. But God is a God of the supernatural. So when we get into the spirit realm of God and we raise up our hands in surrenderance to his will of time or waiting, we are working at that point. We are working to move forward in what God has promised us. When we read Matthew 6, it says, "This then is how you should pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We are now giving him his glory, his honor, because we are acknowledging who he is. That's growing our faith and our trust in him. When we say, "Hallowed be thy name," we're not putting a limitation on the God that we trust. We're not saying that, "God, I don't know if you can do this." Because the next verse in 10, it lets us know, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So the petition that we place before the Lord has already happened in heaven when it's the will of God. So now we need it to manifest on earth. So we begin to connect with God in the spirit realm because it's already happened in heaven. Your petition is already answered. Now, before it comes down to you, that takes prayer, that takes knowing and knowledge of who God is, and that takes trust. So every time it looks dim, every time you grow weary, every time you're questioning if God is answering, you can go back to, "God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God, I know it's already done in heaven. Lord, I know the manifestation is coming to earth. It's already here. I know it. And you begin to grow in the trust of God and the knowledge of who God is. How can you wait on someone you don't know? So that's why it's very important that we read our word. It's very important that we spend time with God. Because when we look at God's past performances, he's never failed us. And he's always been on time. So no situation is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for our Lord and Savior. So when you hold on to the past that God has done, and now you're looking towards the future, you can grab hold to your thinking that comes with the negativity, that comes with the doubt, and the emotional strain that comes upon us. You can look back and say, "But God, I know you're able, regardless of who's telling me you're not. Because you've done this and this for me before, you've answered my prayers, and now, God, I wait patiently upon you. Because thy will need to be done in my life, God." We're in a time and a season where the manifestations and the presence and the miracles of God need to come to earth because they are already done in heaven. So we need the manifestations of these things to come to us in earth. So how do we get it down here? Through prayer, through knowing who God is, through the working of the Holy Spirit, through just meditating on the Word of God. When you're looking for a miracle from God, it's not just prayer. You are depending on heaven to break open. You are depending on heaven to shake and answer you. How do you get heaven to shake and answer? Knowing the Word of God. Because the Word of God will not fail. The Word of God will not fall to the ground unless it's going to bring up some trees and some roots and it's going to grow. So how does the Word of God grow in our lives? We got to let it get into our spirit. is not enough to just be able to quote the scripture, but you've got to have it in you, living in you. And you, when you open your mouth, there's life that comes out of it, not just a quotation of a scripture, not just a knowledge and an explanation of the scriptures of God, but there has to be a true connection inwardly that you and the Holy Spirit connects to where when discouragement and doubt come, the Holy Spirit will well up in you and say, but thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done. Nevertheless, Lord, thy will be done in my life. I will patiently wait upon the Lord. We have to patiently wait on the Lord. And how do we patiently wait? When the situation is pressing upon us, we wait in God. We wait through worship. We find a song that will calm us down. We find a scripture that will encourage us. That is how we wait. And I know the situation is pressing. I know that things have to be done right now. But when we say to God, thy will be done, he will never let us down. He will never let us down. It may not be the will that we expected, but it will be the will of God. When we say to God, I surrender, that means, God, whatever the outcome is, you are faithful. I trust you, God, because I know who you are. I am confident in who you are. When you're waiting, you have to be confident and focused. You cannot allow your mind to wander back and forth. You cannot allow your mind to not be consistent. You control the thoughts that come into your mind. When something negative comes, you have the option to rebuke it. Either you're going to entertain it or you're going to rebuke it. If you want the will of God done, then you have to rebuke the thought that is negative and against the word of God. You can't play and entertain discouraging thoughts, because once you get it under control in your mind, then you can begin to walk in the peace and the knowledge and the understanding of who God is in your life. You have to know who God is in this day and time in order to receive the miracles, in order to receive the breakthroughs. If you feel like your prayers are hitting the ceiling, that means we got to pray harder. We have to pray longer. We have to understand, where is the enemy in all of this? Where is the hindrances? What's going on, God? I'm going to continue to pray until the answer comes. And I'm going to patiently wait. I'm not going to create my own answer, because I know when I grow weary, you will come and strengthen me. They that wait upon the Lord, he will surely strengthen us, and he will enable us to be able to hold on. The Bible lets us know in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that works within us. So if the power is not working within you, then how can he do those immeasurable things in your life? So no matter how much you quote Ephesians 3:20, if the power that worketh within you is not fully acknowledgeable and fully in worship and fully understanding the word of God, how does it work? How can you release the Holy Spirit into your situation if there's no knowledge of the power, if there's no understanding, no communication, no relationship concerning the power of God? Now you've cut off, you've limited the answer that God wants and desires to give to you, because there's no relationship. There's no understanding of the word of God. We can't deny the power of the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, we're asking for the Holy Spirit. It's like we're working against ourselves. We're saying, God, help us, but then we don't read the Word of God to empower what we know, you know, we need God to do. We're saying, God, answer my prayers. We're saying, God, I love you. I worship you. But yet there's no breakthrough because we are not releasing it to God. We are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. We're worshiping him in a form. We're worshiping him out of ritual, religion, or formalities. And that's why there's no connection. That's why that waiting seems so long. That's why that waiting, we begin to get faint, because we are focused more on the problem than the solution. But when God says, according to his power that worketh within us, we have to know how much power works in us. Is it that we limit the power that works within us because we're not connecting with the Word of God? We know it, but we don't know the power of it. We pray, but we don't understand the power of that prayer. So when we pray, it's snatched from us. Or as soon as we get up from praying, we're still doubting that God is going to do it. Then why did we get down and pray? But when you wait on the Lord, and you have a knowledge and understanding of who he is, and you're waiting on his timing, you don't fret anything. You don't worry that the job will be given to somebody else, or that the healing will go and pass you by, or whatever God is doing that you might miss it. You don't fret any of that when you know the power that works within you. Because God will not pass you by for your blessings that he has predestined for your life. But he has to give it to you according to the power that works within you, which is the knowledge and the understanding and the relationship that you have with him. That's how it's measured out to you. When you want a miracle from God, you have to understand what is a miracle. How do I get something that's supernatural to now come into a fleshly manner, and it's crossing over in time? It's crossing over in the spirit realm. How do I get that miracle to manifest? How do I get that healing to manifest? How does that job manifest, God? He says, I can give it to you according to his power that works within us. So when you don't spend time, how much power is working in you that would help that miracle to cross over to get to you? That is determined by you, not by God. He said, I will give it according to his power that works within you. He said, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or think or imagine or pray or ever want. He can do immeasurable things, timeless things. But it has to be according to what the power is in you. You can't cast out a demon if you don't understand and know where that demon is and why is he there and what door opened it to come, what door was open for him to come, and did you repent of your sins? There's so much in the Word of God that will tell us where we're at, why we're at that place, and how to get out of it. He has to bless according to what is in you. So when we are timing God and we're saying it has to be done now, we're saying to God, I'm giving you a time limit. Not that I need your will done, I just need this answer to come. But God is saying, I can only answer according to my will. But you need to know his will. You need to surrender the situation to him for him to reveal these things, for his power to work in you. So this week we want to make sure, and going into next week, we want to make sure that the petitions we place before the Lord, the miracles that we need God to do, He's ready to do it. He's already poured out His Spirit among all flesh. He's already made the promise, and He's already done it. It's already in heaven waiting. Your will be done in heaven and on earth. But we're not praying for God's will to be done. We're praying for Him to answer our prayers. God, this is what I'm going against, but Thy will be done. Jesus said, if it's possible that this cup pass by. Then He went and touched the spirit room, and He said, but no, that was my flesh talking. God, Your will be done. And we can say to God, God, this bill is due. God, I need a job. God, I need healing. And I'm going to stand on Your word because You promised me healing. You promised me finances and prosperity. You promised me, God, that You'd be there for me because the blood of Jesus covers me. But, God, I need to know Your will in all of this because I need Your will to be done in my life, God. Because when I allow Your will to be done, then my prayers are answered. Then the supernatural comes. Then the unmeasurable things come when I pray, God, and I ask for Your kingdom to come in my life. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. That's another meditation scripture. The one who promised is able to perform. Abraham believed when there was nothing. He was counted as righteous. Abraham believed, and he was justified by faith. When we want encouragement in our wait, let's go to Romans 4. Let's go and read how God and waiting and having the faith to believe, even in Hebrews, we can understand that by faith, things that we don't see, but we have hope that they are there. We have hope that they will manifest. We have to know what God is promising us. Why has He promised us? What is He promising us? And then we can wait with that patience. Romans 4:16. Therefore, the promises come by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are on the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. We're waiting, and we're calling those things that are not as though they were. So when you have a time frame, call it into existence. But it can only work by the power that's in you. When you need that miracle or that healing, it can only work through the power that is in you, which is how much word is in you. How much have you yielded over and surrendered to God in your life? How much of righteousness is in you? How much are we repenting of our sins on a daily basis, our thoughts? We may say, I don't fornicate and I don't drink. But there are other things that we could be focused and say, God, I'm sorry, I looked at that person wrong. God, I'm sorry, I had a bad thought or negative words against Your word spoke out of my mouth, God, because life and death lies in the power of my tongue, God. So forgive me, God, for speaking negativity against Your word. We're constantly allowing the Holy Spirit to purge us and to cleanse us, so that the will of God can be manifested, so that the outpouring can come into our lives and through us with the working of the power that is in us through the Holy Spirit. So when we go before the Lord with our petition and we hear wait, or we are waiting, we are to mature in the Word of God. We are to allow the Word of God to purge us as we wait, as we learn what God's desire is in this wait. He will renew us while we're waiting. He will strengthen us while we're waiting. He will not let us faint when we stay in his word, because we're going to constantly be encouraged. And then Jesus said he was sending us a comforter. So when we become uncomfortable, when we find there is no peace, we call on the Holy Spirit to give it to us. And then he will allow us through the word of God to be encouraged. But you can't reach for him if you don't know him. If you never say, Holy Spirit, come and bring peace. Holy Spirit, come and comfort me. Holy Spirit, come, I need a hug today. I need wisdom. I need understanding. I need you, Holy Spirit. And he will come in the midst of our waiting. But we're so used to pressing a button and it happens that we try to take that over into the spirit realm. We're so used to being demanding and controlling that we try to take that over into the spirit realm. And God is letting us know in the spirit realm that's his kingdom. And we need to ask him to bring his kingdom to us. We don't go into heaven and say, look, this is what's going to happen today. But we will the will of God in our lives. We welcome it. What is your will, God? I didn't create me. I didn't predestine me. But I need to know your will for my life. What is it that we're going through today that we need to wait on the Lord? We need to wait on the Lord and put our hope in the Word of God. We need to make sure that we, are so focused on the Word of God and the mission that God has placed before us that God can begin to open heaven and pour us out blessings that we've never received before. And it's because of the fact that we're focused in his Word. We're focused on him and his will and his kingdom. That's when the breakthrough comes. That's when the blessings come. That's when things begin to happen, is when we're in the will of God. Because if we notice when we're anxious and we're crying and we're like, God, come now, he doesn't come. But when we learn through the Holy Spirit what's going on in the spirit realm, God will show up. So we pray today that God will answer our prayers through his will. We surrender our will to God. We surrender our thoughts to God. We repent of our sins today. And we say, God, come with a fresh breath in our lives. Come and breathe on us today, O God, that we may have the freshness, and we may have that power strengthened that works in us, which is the Holy Spirit, so that we can receive those unmeasurable blessings, so that we could get the babies that we want and the husbands that we're seeking. And those are just the natural things. That's the will of God. But then there's the spiritual things that are the will of God as well that we have to seek. Because the substance, the reason we're here and the substance of our walk in Christ is the purpose of the kingdom. Then everything else will be added unto us. But we're wanting the add-on and not focus on the kingdom. But thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life, Lord. So let us wait upon the Lord. And in his word will we put our trust, that we may grow in Christ. So as we know in the word of God that we can rebuke the enemy and he has to flee. So when he has made us barren, maybe over sin or whatever we've done to our body, we can yet repent and rebuke the devil, and heaven will open for us, and we'll be able to have the babies. Or we can have a husband that, you know, God sends us, not one that we feel we have to find and we have to settle for because it's time. But the will of God is what we seek. And the will of God is something that we have to wait upon because he has to reveal that to us. So when we feel like we can't wait any longer, we need to get into the word of God and say, nevertheless, God, thy will be done. Nevertheless, God, I'm going to trust you because I know you that have promised me is faithful and will perform what you have promised. We have to stop allowing the enemy to make us anxious and doubt the God that we serve, because when we look back in our past, we know God is never going to leave us nor forsake us. We know that God is going to be with us and answer our prayers. But we allow, we give the power to the enemy when we allow him to come with negativity and we entertain it. So now we're living a defeated life. Now we have our blocked prayers. Now we're waiting on God because we have blocked him because of what we are listening to. But today, God, that will be no more. Today, God, we will wait upon you. And we will believe in what your words say because we will count it that your word is faithful to us. We will count it, God, that your word is our comfort. Your word is our strength. We will count it as that in our spirit, God. And we will be patient. The Holy Spirit will give us the peace that we need. That will surpass all understanding. No one will understand why we're waiting in so much peace. But because we know the word of God, we know this Holy Spirit will bring us that peace and comfort, we can wait. While everything around us looks like it's falling apart, we will wait upon the Lord. And he will strengthen us and give us the desires of our hearts, and he will let us know through everything that he's going to be there for us. So this week we will get to know the promises of God, the principles of God, the purposes of God, and the power of God. We will get to know him this week and learn of these things of God, because that is where your strength lies when you're waiting upon the Lord. That is where the knowledge and understanding and the peace comes when you're waiting upon the Lord. Know his promises for your life. Know his promises as his child. Know the principles and the purposes and the power that lies within you when the kingdom of God dwells in you and the will of God is known. You don't have to search for the will. You don't have to search for your destiny or your purpose. It's in you. It's predestined. It's there. You don't have to go searching. All you have to do is ask and wait upon the Lord. And you will not faint because the word of God and the Holy Spirit will not allow you to faint. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord, this is the week, God, that we will have breakthroughs and miracles because we will wait upon you. We will surrender our will. We will surrender our ways. We will surrender to you today, O God, and we will trust in your word. You have did it in the past. You've done it in the past, and you will continue to do it in the future. You did not bring us this far to leave us where we're at. You did not bring us this far, God, for us to weep and cry and be in lack and poverty and want. You did not bring us this far to be sick. You did not bring us this far, oh God, to wonder where you're at and why you haven't answered. But, God, you brought us this far that we may grow and show your glory to others. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name.